Now, this is interesting. A new feature on the photo messaging app Snapchat has come under criticism for having the potential to reveal the location of children. The new function called Snap Map lets people search for places like schools and see videos and pictures posted by children inside. It also lets people find their friends on a map that's accurate enough to determine where people live. Well, joining me now is Fevzi Turkalp, editor of the technology website GadgetDetective.com. Fevzi, good morning.
Morning.
Is it actually unsafe, or is it just one of these things where it's new and it's a bit scary?
It is potentially unsafe. Obviously, that information can be abused. The majority of people that use Snapchat tend to be younger. Some of them are children. And this provides someone to search for an individual with, on a map with great accuracy or in an area. So they can look at, for example, a school and see who's posting in that school, maybe strike up a conversation, because you then know that person's of school age, perhaps, or suspect that person's of school age. You can know exactly where someone lives. You can stalk them. You can watch them, because people Snapchat all over the place, and the fact that you can just see all this information is potentially dangerous, because people may be Snapchatting with people they think they know but are not at all who they think they are. So I think actually on this occasion, you know, people at Snapchat have got this one wrong. It is an opt-in feature, but, you know, youngsters being what they are will tend to opt into things. So perhaps a little bit more age verification might be in order here.
And I'm conscious when we're having a discussion about any forms of social media, we should always contextualise what it is that we're saying. And this is a social media very popular with the young. If you're listening to BBC Radio London at the moment and you have never used it, what is the attraction, Fevzi, of it? Why is it that so many people are so addicted to Snapchat?
Well, it's a very friendly app that allows you to send pictures that can then disappear straight after you've sent them. So although there was all the scandal about that, because people were sending inappropriate pictures to each other thinking they'd disappear, and then find that there's a way of capturing and keeping them and reposting them on the internet. But it's a very simple way of sending photos, and there's all sorts of filters and things on it so that you can make those photos look great. And frankly, it's a lot of fun and a little bit addictive, and it sort of feeds into this narrative that we no longer have, you know, worry about our privacy. We just post our lives as a stream of consciousness as we go, in the form of pictures, in the case of Snapchat, pictures and video clips. I mean, it is a lot of fun. You can see why, you know, it can be even addictive for people. But I worry this is one step too far. And the fact that they've made it opt-in means that even Snapchat realised that, you know, that there would be an issue of making it a default feature. But still, people's geolocation, and people have said to Snapchat, well, why make it so accurate? Why make it so you can tell exactly which house they're in or which building? Why not just, oh, it's so that people can meet each other? Well, that's the other problem, isn't it? If you're going to have people meeting each other, those people better be who they think they are. I think they've got it wrong on this occasion. I think that there's a serious problem with this, and the parents that have raised concerns, I think, are right to do so. Most people would use it beautifully without any problems, but some people, stalkers, child abusers, criminals, you know, people can tell when you're out. If they've worked out where you live and then they can see you Snapchatting on the other side of town, that's a good time to break into a person's house. You know, there are all sorts of ways in which this information can be misused.
And say a youngster using Snapchat who realises, and they're going to want to embrace SnapMap as well, that they can opt into these location features. What can parents then do to get them out?
Well, yeah, I mean, in principle, if you have that sort of relationship with your child where you actually set up their account and you monitor its use and you monitor its settings, but it's very hard because you can monitor the settings, opt out, and then find that your child knows more about Snapchat than you do. They opt themselves in, use it, clean up their trail, and then opt out again when they come, and then they come home and everything looks fine. I think it's very hard for parents. I think this one, yes, you can speak to your children, you should speak to your children about this, just as we teach our children to be safe in the, in quotes, real world, we must also teach them how to be safe online as well. That's good advice, but it's very hard for the parent to monitor and control this on their own. Invariably, the child knows more about the app than the parents.
We tend to think of social media companies as a bit of a law unto themselves. Is it likely that Snapchat will have a rethink because of this negative publicity?
I think it depends upon... I doubt it because they're so big. But it depends upon how many voices speak up against this feature. Maybe if things, God forbid, if something bad were to happen, they may look at it again in the light of that. But, you know, it seems like they're already on the defensive because people have said, why make it so accurate? And they've said, well, it's so that people can meet. So they obviously want the feature there. I mean, it does enhance the service. You can look for people in a particular vicinity, or you can look for friends that you already have, you know, but looking at, it's fascinating, you know, look on the map and see all these people posting in a particular area. It's interesting to know what's going on with people in a very specific location. You know, who knows, you may have people, you know, neighbors and so forth, Snapchatting away that you've never spoken to. So, you know, there are these aspects. I suspect something sinister might need to happen before they reconsider, but I'm wrong.
Yeah, let's hope you are. Fevzi, yeah. Thank you so much. Fevzi Turkalp, editor of technology website gadgetdetective.com.